Hallelujah.
That God loves them and you love them too. Now, you can tell as many as you want, but at least one person a day. Don't let this go without you saying that. And I thank all of you who are doing that now.
Thank you, Jesus.
I really appreciate you. You don't know how much I appreciate you. And God appreciates you saying that. Because it acknowledges him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So praise God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. And before we go on any further, Pastor Peaches, if you would give us the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Take out your Bibles.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Take out your composition notebooks. Hallelujah. Take out your highlighters. Hallelujah. 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 Every time we come to open up the Bible, just like we're in school, may not be Tuesday night, but hey, we're still in school because we're going to learn something.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. Whatever you want to use for communion elements, your cracker, your bread, your toast, your juice, your water. Hallelujah. Your Pepsi. Hallelujah. Take out that calendar. Hallelujah. As we're getting ready to go into another month, y'all, time is flying. We have to redo some alarms and remark some calendars. Hallelujah. Redo your alarm for 7 o'clock in the morning for worship. Redo that schedule, that calendar. As next week, hey, next time we have Bible school or class, it'll be in another month. So redo that Tuesday, mark that calendar. Tuesday, 7 o'clock, redo your 7 o'clock in the morning alarm, your Tuesday, 7 o'clock in the evening alarm, and mark that calendar for Tuesday. Remark it for Wednesdays, hallelujah, 7 o'clock. Remark that calendar for the second Friday of the month for men's and women's fellowship. 7 o'clock to 7:40, men's fellowship, and then 7:50 to 8:30 is women's fellowship. Hallelujah. You never know what we're going to discuss, and you never know what you're going to hear from the men of God also, but it's going to be good. The fourth Sunday of July, that speaker will be Pastor Theodos Lee. Hallelujah. We had a good time on last Sunday. Our fourth Sunday speaker in the month of June was Pastor Jason Roseborough, and God really blessed, and we're looking forward to the fourth Sunday in July. And I believe someone said July has a fifth Sunday.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So the fifth Sunday in July, we will not be having service. That fifth Sunday is Minister to Your Family Sunday. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, and also, we have a GoFundMe page. Go to Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc., and donate as much as you want and as often as you want. We're believing God for a building. Hallelujah. Where we have classrooms and a dining hall and parking lots and space for the saints to park and places for the children to be ministered to. We're believing God for all of this. We need your assistance. We are believing God for that. And also, don't forget to bring your pennies to church when you come, as we are still assisting Dr. Helene Russell building that hospital in Uganda. Thank you for everyone that brought their pennies, their hundreds of pennies this past Sunday. Hallelujah. We thank you. God, may God bless you back 1,000-fold return. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We still have a few slots for the certificate class that will be starting in July. All of June has been reviewed and all. We started certificate class in the month of July. And we have a few more slots that's open. The registration is only $20. And if you don't have the $20 up front, you can pay $5 a week. It's a six-week course, though, so you'll be paying a little bit more. And also late registration, you have to pay it, I believe, in full. Up to the fourth, you have up to the fourth for the late registration. Well, we're going to have a good time in the Lord, y'all. We're learning so much. in the Word of God, and you're able to ask questions and get clarity. Hallelujah. And if you want to form a little study group, you know, get together whoever you want to form a little study group with and have fun around the Word of God. Hallelujah. We're just planning things to build up the kingdom, build up each other, and to encourage each other, and just having fun around the Word of God. Hallelujah. So if there's anything else that I have missed, Pastor, I trust that you will mention it.
Amen.
Thanks of God. Don't forget it. Sunday morning service, 3 o'clock. And just when you come out, invite someone else to come out with you. Okay? Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
God bless you. We thank you, Pastor Peaches. And I want to share with you, I don't know if you mentioned it, about the communion elements. I think you did, but so get them ready for communion, because we're going to have communion.
Yes.
Service, we have communion.
Yes, hallelujah.
Heal the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. So we thank you so much. And we're getting ready to put the names of our family and loved ones in the atmosphere. We even put the names of the those that we don't like too well in the atmosphere, because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
And everybody needs Jesus. Come on.
Amen, amen, amen.
Even the ones that do bad to you, they need Jesus. You know, somebody might say more than everybody else, but we all need the Lord. So get the names ready, because we're going to hallelujah, put the names of the people in the atmosphere. And we thank God for this opportunity to do just that. And remember this. Family requires love. It doesn't require blood. So as we play music in the background, just begin to verbalize, articulate those that you want God to bless. Because signs and wonders and miracles are going to follow what we do right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for all of those that you bless. Yes, we bless them, anointed, and thank you, Father. Bless them, oh God. You'll meet them at the point of their need, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Deacon AJ. Hallelujah. Sister Angie. And Mother Delores Harrison,
thank you.
Yvette, and Ronald, and Rosalind, hallelujah. Our Minister Linda Blackwell, and
hallelujah.
Sterling, and Reggie.
Bless the Lord, in the name of
Harry, and Scooter.
Hallelujah,
and
bless the children of God.
Helen, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And yeah.
And Donya, and
Pamela,
Emily, Bianca,
John, Tavon,
Julian, Anna, and Ava.
Hallelujah. Malachi and Xavier.
Stephanie.
Malachi. Hallelujah.
Hey, and Monica.
Hallelujah. Jaheim and Emmanuel. Mikey.
Hello, Mr.
Brianna.
Mr. Water.
Thank you.
Lady Darlene Wand.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lady Robinson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Dustin Harper. Our First Lady Sharon Harper.
I mean.
Dr. Sharon.
Serena.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Kimberly, and another
kid, Jesus.
fill another Kimberly. And hallelujah.
Praise you. Abram.
Hallelujah. Pamela. And another Pamela. And another Pamela. Fill another Pamela.
Hallelujah. Praise
you. Praise God. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another Pamela.
Brown, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Harry Warren
and Bertie.
Harry
Johnson. And Vi, Rachel.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
And Linda. And Joseph Garcia, hallelujah, and Glenda Blanchard,
goes out to heaven.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
H. Pamela. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Norman Nevis. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Daniel Curtis. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor.
Thank you, Lord.
Please. Pastor Fiona Smith. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Joan and Sister Lil.
Hallelujah.
Sister Robin Stewart and her husband.
Yeah.
Please, glory to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Dominique.
Janetta McCoy. Lauren McCoy, Senior.
Her name is
Raymond McCoy, Senior. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Corinthia Johnson. Sean and Juan Johnson. Loretta Johnson and James Johnson.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Smith, Lindsay and Darlene and Joshua and Gary. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shaka to the way, Shaka.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Christine, Olivia, James,
and Liam.
Hallelujah.
Bless her in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Crown of a head.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Mr. Wright.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Signs and wonders and miracles follow.
In Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father.
Right now, I'm playing selection, and at the selection,
hallelujah.
The next voice you hear will be that of Pastor Peaches, Children's Corner. God bless you all. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
hallelujah,
young people. What day is it?
It's Hump Day.
What day is it?
Wednesday.
Okay.
All righty.
Well, some people still think they're young. Okay. Hallelujah. Yes, it's Wednesday. It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. We thank God for Wednesdays. A lot of you young people, you are out there working. You are. Congrats to you. Hallelujah. The ones that were able to get a job this summer through youth works or through something that you was able to go out there and do and make a job of your own. Hallelujah. Because you're smart. Hallelujah. You find a need and fill it. You got a job. It's as easy as that. Find a need that people have, fill it, and it will fill your pocket with money.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God is so resourceful. Hallelujah. He'll give you so many ideas. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good evening, young people. It may be a time away from your studies because the summer has begun.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And you may have even said, I don't want to see another book until the end of August. Or until even September. Hallelujah. All depends on, I think now Baltimore City goes back after Labor Day, but sometimes Baltimore County goes back way before Baltimore City does. Hallelujah. But there is a book that we never want to take a break from, and that book is the Holy Bible. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know that in the past it says so many times, life is an open book test. Hallelujah. And you know what, young people, even for you, when situations come up and it seems like, oh, gosh, it's a big problem. It's a big situation. It's insurmountable. You know what? The answer for your problems are also in the Word of God also. That book is so interesting. It has stories in it about the creation, how the world, the stars, the sea, everything was made, the birds and the animals. It's about people being eaten up by bears. Children were teasing the prophets, and you know what? Bears came out of the woods and ate them up. That story is in the scripture. There's a story also about one brother being jealous of another brother and killing him. Oh, wow. There's stories about talking animals. Yes. There's stories about talking animals in the Bible. There's a story about a woman putting her baby in the river in a basket and sending it up the river. Yes, that's in the Bible. It's a book that will also tell you to stay away from bad friends. It's a book of wisdom. It will tell you how to pick your friends, how to stay away from friends. Even, you know what? Even how to pick, if you're a young man, it'll tell you how to pick that young lady. If it's a young lady, you're a young lady, it'll tell you how to even what to look for in that young man. Hallelujah. This book will also tell you how Jesus calmed the sea just by speaking the word.
Mm.
How he healed the sick. Just by speaking the word. How he turned water into wine. Just by speaking the word. It also speaks and tells how much our Heavenly Father loves all of us so much that he died for us all. So even this summer, still make time for this book. Back to you, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
You want to write to us, you want to send us a suggestion or you have a prayer request and you want to write it down and send it to us, you can send it to the Potter's House. That's all you have to do. Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Again, that's the Potter's House, or TPH. Hallelujah. Post Office 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. God bless you. Hallelujah. We encourage you also to call Pastor Peaches, the 443 number, to register for the certificate program, which will start next Tuesday. Hallelujah. And if you register in the month of June, you got one more day. Hallelujah. You'll save some money. Hallelujah. And you get to do installment if you can't pay it all at one time. Hallelujah. After that, the 1st through the 4th is of July is late registration. And it's going to be no installment plan. You're going to have to pay $25, hallelujah, for the certificate program. God bless you. Did I hit all the points, Pastor Peaches?
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you so much. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
My mother, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord. And I need to ask you a question, Pastor Peaches.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I know you got the answer because it seems like you get the answer to all the questions. What time is it?
Holy Communion time.
Well, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Yes. Holy Communion.
Holy Communion.
Is a meal that heals. It's a meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life.
Thank you.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30.
Yes, yes, yes.
Is our text on this evening.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you need to know something very special about Holy Communion.
Thank you.
It's a confirmation meal of the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a confirmation meal that we are children of the Most High God in
Jesus'
name. It's a confirmation meal that we are recipients of the blessings of Almighty God. It's a confirmation meal that we are recipients of the Abrahamic covenant blessing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a confirmation meal that we are the repository of the very presence of Almighty God, His Son and the Holy Spirit. That's the Ark of the Covenant, postcard. We are holy ground.
Yes.
Postcross. So it is a confirmation meal of all that. So Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask that you would, first of all, we thank you for the elements of God. We ask that you would bless it, anointed, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, in the text today, the word of the Lord says, examine yourself. And we do just that.
Hallelujah.
Often in the past, when we would take communion, it's no harm in doing that. We think about ourselves and think about any sins that we are committed or whatever. So we go to the throne of grace and we say, Father God, I repent of everything I said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive me for every sin of omission and commission, as I forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to me, whether real or imagined.
Amen.
I thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I forgive myself. I hold no grudges, no resentment, and no guilt. And then we begin to look at the text. And we're still looking at it as examine yourself. And what they want to do is to whether you understand, you comprehend, you're fully aware of what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for you and me and all of us. And the word of the Lord helps us comprehend. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions, Lord. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed.
Amen.
Somebody needs to be saying, thank you, Jesus, right now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Revelation 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Thank you. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through the blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now in the text, the word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily, because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, which it was sent. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it. He said, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus.
We take this cup.
Yeah, I take this cup. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. The word says that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing us every area of our lives, spiritually, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Focus.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100. Your word says that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and the healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Likewise, on the same night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup also. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again. He declared that this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this and remember to me. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12. Verses 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And None of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you. Glory to God. When I see the blood, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Somebody ought to be saying thank you, Jesus, about right now. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux-pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we speak, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we worship, play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and his Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. In the name of the Lord Jesus,
hallelujah.
Fire. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties.
Hallelujah, God.
Break, severs.
Hallelujah.
Cut, hallelujah, decimate, annihilate, eradicate, discombobulate, nullify, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ comes on. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for holding communion on today. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for who we are, whose we are, and what we are. And because of all of that, we boldly share our family daily confession.
Yeah.
We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family, in our extended family. We stand in the gap for them.
Yeah.
We stand in the place for them as if they're saying what we're saying. Because one day they will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Yeah. Hallelujah. We speak for them according to Job 22:28.
Yes.
Romans 4:17. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Yes. Acts 1:8. Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of God. Faith in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual
kingdom machine.
We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Indeed.
Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. Be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now, hallelujah, and forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for our Holy Communion. We remember you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches?
Yes, Pastor Bird.
What time is it?
I'm for the word, Pastor Bird.
Well, bless God. Thank you.
I'm for the word.
More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Hallelujah.
Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, bread of heaven,
bread of heaven,
feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown unto is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit on today, O God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask that you touch these lips of clay, that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, and let signs and wonders follow in Jesus' name, and miracles as well. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority to bind the enemy. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you, be cursed you from the root, and command you to be bound in Jesus' name, in all your satanic cohort.
Amen.
Father God, we praise and do magnify your name. Thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed that shall be sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for giving 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And you get the glory. Yes, you do.
Yes, yes.
You get the honor. Yes, you do.
Yes, yes.
You get the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Before we give you the title of today's message, I'd like, Pastor Peaches, if you would read the addresses on tonight.
Numbers chapter 30, verse 2. Psalms chapter 37, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 4 through 6, John chapter 15, verse 5, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, Romans chapter 1, verse 17, Galatians chapter 3, verse 11, James chapter 1, verses 22 and 25.
Praise God. And if you need those scriptures again, you can text Pastor Peaches after this service, and she'll text you back the scriptures. Is that right, Pastor Peaches?
Yes, Pastor. I was trying to say them slow so everybody be able to write them down.
Someone still might have missed it, so we're going to make every effort for you to get the word. And that number to call is 443-416-1201 after the broadcast. Hallelujah. On September 8th, 1892, a gentleman by the name of Eddie Bellamy printed something that was addressed to school-age children at the 400th anniversary of Columbus landing in what he thought was India. It was America. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what that was, Pastor Peaches?
Well, sir.
All right, because I didn't tell you. That, see, this is way after the Civil War. But in the years after the Civil War, a growing spirit of patriotism began to flow. And what Bellamy printed was a pledge of allegiance to the flag. You remember, some of you who are over 50 may remember in school, because I understand they don't do it anymore for the most part. I stand up and put their hands on their heart.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, with liberty.
Indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Now, I used to know that in Spanish, and I was trying to see if I could remember it. Yo prometo vedele da a la bandera de los Estados Unidos de America y a la República de Representa una nación segunda indivisible con liberty para todos. Whatever. I know I messed it up. You Spanish listeners, I apologize. Y'all folk in Brazil, not Brazil, that's Portuguese. Hallelujah. Argentina, Venezuela, and Uruguay, and Paraguay, and all those other guys, Mexico, Puerto Rico, forgive me. But it was a pledge of allegiance to the flag. It was something that you said out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And for all those who are listening, remember that that's the fourth pillar of wisdom. There's seven pillars of wisdom. And the fourth pillar of wisdom is to love, integrity, and honesty. Have integrity and honesty in your heart.
Praise God.
Integrity means a person of your word. If you say you're going to do something, you're going to do something. So this pledge was a pronouncement that you're going to align yourself. You're going to pledge allegiance, loyalty, faithfulness, the country, which is good. That's nothing wrong with that. In fact, if folk had thought about that, there wouldn't be a whole lot of lying and who struck John in Washington today and the hearings and stuff. They remember that. Hallelujah. They stopped it in school. But for a few minutes, I want to talk about pledges. The title of tonight's a message. A pledge is a promise, is a vow. Are you keeping yours? Tell someone, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
A pledge is a promise.
A pledge
is a vow. Mm. Are you keeping yours? See, hallelujah. We say a lot of stuff. And because there's no price tag on it, we think it has no value. But your word is probably the most valuable thing you have.
Amen.
Because if you don't keep your word, well, I'll let the scripture tell you what you are if you don't keep your word. Hallelujah. I want to talk about somebody. On December 8th, 1933, a child was born. They named him, I don't know why they did that. They named him Cleo Wilson, L-E-R-O-W. Now, Cleo probably had to, was made fun of all through his schooling years. And that may have prompted him to become a comedian. And in 1970 through 1974, he had the number two variety show in America called The Flip Wilson Show.
Oh, wow.
Now you know the rest of the... I would have changed my name, too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But one of the things that Flip would do on his variety show, he would step into different characters like Geraldine and this one and that one. But one of the people that he stepped into the role was Reverend Leroy.
Yes.
And I don't remember all the messages that Reverend Leroy preached in that in that variety show. But one I remember clearly as if it was yesterday. And was loose lips.
Sink ships. Amen.
Loose lips sink ships. Hallelujah. Now, Flip Wilson passed away November 26, 1998, at the age of 64. But that legacy lives on. He was the first African-American to have a top-notch variety show in America. But that message has stuck with me all since then. Again, tonight's message is entitled, A Pledge is a Promise is a Vow. Are you keeping yours today? Can you go to the first scripture, Pastor Peaches?
Yes. Numbers 30, verse 2. If a man vow a vow unto the Lord, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth.
When God created the world, and God said, he opened his mouth and stuff happens. And then and Genesis 1, 26 and 27, we were made in his image and likeness of God recreated. So when we open our mouth and say something, we ought to keep it. Is that right?
Amen. I
want y'all to listen to me carefully. Read that next verse. The next scripture, I'm sorry.
The next scripture is Psalms 37, 5.
Go ahead.
I'm going to turn my page. Psalm 37, 5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
The word commitment is tied in with pledge, promise, and vow. A commitment is a quality decision to do or not to do something. The word commit or commitment is mentioned 164 times in the Holy Bible. In other words, God wants you to get the message. If you said it out of your mouth, do it. Perform it. Go to the next scripture.
Proverbs 16:3 says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established.
What you say out of your mouth is going to be established if you commit to it. If you say, okay, I'll do it. Well, God's going to help you do what you said you was going to do. Read the next scripture.
Proverbs 16:3.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Okay, did I just read it? Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established.
Yeah, you read that, okay.
Ecclesiastes 5:4-6.
This is the one that you got to pay attention. Now, some of you say, I'm so poor I can't pay attention. Well, you can borrow something from me. Pay attention to this. Go ahead and read.
Ecclesiastes 5:4-6, it says, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools.
Stop right there. A pledge is a promise, is a vow. You hear that a lot in court when they put a hand on the Bible and raise your right hand. I pledge, I swear, I affirm,
mm-hmm.
Tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. You, that's a pledge. That's a promise. That's a vow. Because, go ahead, reread that portion that you read. Go read it.
When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools.
He calls you a fool if you don't keep your vow. Go ahead.
Pay that which thou hast vowed.
Mm.
Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than thou shouldest vow and not pay.
Keep your big mouth shut if you're not going to keep your pledge, your promise, which is your vow. Nobody is putting a gun to your head saying, pledge this or promise this or let this be your vow. Unless it's one of those shotgun weddings. God. Nobody's laughing. Okay. Anyway, go ahead, Jesus. Go ahead, read some more.
John 15:5. It says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing.
Mm.
If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
You will have a hard time. See, when you vow, you make a promise, you make a pledge, you're on a ledge, you're out there on a branch. You're sitting on a branch, and as long as you're attached to that vine, to that tree, that branch is going to hold you. But if you detach yourself from that tree, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? You're going to fall. You're on a thick branch. But that branch comes loose from the tree, what's going to happen?
You're going to hit the ground. You're going to fall.
You're going to fall. And don't let it be real high up. You're going to hit with a real bang.
Like break something.
When you vow a vow, you make a pledge, a promise, even though see your neighbor says, oh, I ain't worried about that neighbor. I know I said something. made a vow to God.
Because
you're a child of whom?
Amen, sound.
You're a child of God, and you made a promise? All right, go ahead. Read some.
Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of him that diligently seek him.
You got to, okay. You got to have faith in knowing that you're going to have the strength and the ability to keep your pledge, your promise, your vow. And God going to bless you. Because he said, okay, you got faith? Well, a person, you must believe that God is, so there you go, and that he's a rewarder of them that intentionally, deliberately, without aversion, seek him. You before you open your mouth to promise to somebody, to pledge to somebody, to make a vow, you need to check with the Lord. The Lord, is this in your will, Lord? Should I make this vow? Will I be able to do this? And the Lord said, yes, because I'm with you. I'm gonna help you do that. Hallelujah. Go ahead, read some more.
Romans 1:17.
Go ahead.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed.
Hallelujah. In your keeping your pledge, your promise, your vow. The righteousness of God is revealed to whoever you're talking to. Go ahead.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
You're living by faith, baby. The righteousness of God is revealed in you keeping your word. But I don't feel like keeping my word. Didn't say anything about feelings in that. Didn't say anything about raining or snowing or anything.
No.
Okay. Go to the next scripture.
Galatians 3:11.
Read.
But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith.
You are not justified by anything other than the word of God, faith in God, because the just shall live by. If you just, you glory to God. You're supposed to be a child of the King.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your commitment.
Amen.
Don't be slacking.
Mm-hmm.
God calls you a fool. Because you some bad things are going to happen to you if you don't keep your word. I'm talking to somebody today. Go ahead, read some more.
James 1:22-25. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And 25 says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
Your word, your pledge, your promise, your vow. Read 22 again.
But be ye doers of the word.
Doers of your word. Doers of the word of God. But you spoke out of your mouth. Nobody had a gun on you to make that pledge, to make that promise, or that vow. Exception, the shotgun wedding. And they really had a shotgun. Murder or else. Other than that.
Wow.
All right. Nobody forced you to make that statement. Don't make no off-the-cuff statements if you don't mean it. Because the ramifications of that is going to be terrible for you. You think, oh, the other guy's going to have bad. No, yours is going to be worse than him, whoever. And go ahead, read 25 again.
25 says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
Is that doer of the word or work? What does it say?
A doer, but a doer of the work. This man shall be.
In other, don't forget what you said.
Amen.
You pledge. You promise. You made a vow. And then you go back to so-and-so and say, oh, I forgot. Excuses. You know, somebody told me that after you turn 25, excuses are not in play anymore. You got to stand on your own two feet. Hallelujah. Another scripture?
Well, that was the last scripture. I have a question, Pastor.
Yes.
Does it, you know how one scripture says, by this men shall know that you are, I guess, a child of God?
Uh-huh.
Us holding our word or, I mean, do you think us holding our word or keeping to our word or not keeping to our word gives an impression of whether or not or our walk with the Lord, whether or not somebody's walking with the Lord or how serious we take our walk as to how serious we stick to our word?
All of that you said is true. Sometimes we don't look seriously keeping our word. We think we're cavalier about it. If I feel like keeping my word, I'll do it. It's not important to you. It's valuable to you. By this will people know that you are righteous, that you're a child of the King. Is that what you say out of your mouth, your pledge, your promise, your vow, you keep it. There's another scripture. I'm forgetting where it is. We're having a form of godliness with denying the power thereof. You seem Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Seem like, but the power of God is keeping your word. The power of God is praying for others. The seven pillars of wisdom will help you greatly. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I'll need to look back in your notes to get that. But it's important for y'all to understand that it's not arbitrary. It's not of no value when you say something. So be careful. Think before you speak, y'all. Think before you decide, I'm going to make a promise. There's another scripture that says, count the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Count the cost. Is that promise gonna cause something to happen to you or your family, or will you be able to do it? Because if you're working and you have an important meeting at 10 o'clock and you told your neighbor you'll take them to the airport at 10 o'clock, you done messed up.
Amen.
Think before you make a promise or a pledge. You might want to do what mothers and fathers told us way back when. Just count to 10 before you say anything. Or ask yourself, can I really do this? Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people will say stuff just to get some people out of their face.
Mm-hmm.
Or just to look holy to somebody, and then they'll forget all about it. You saw the scripture in James that says, don't forget it. Remember what you said so you can do the work. A pledge is a promise, is a vow. And I could put one more word in there. In fact, I can put two words. A pledge is a promise, is a vow, is a agreement. It's a, what's the other word? Commitment. you commit yourself to do something. And we shared the meaning of the word commitment. It's to do or not to do something. That's why I thought, why did I mention about Flip Wilson and Levin Leroy? Because loose lips sink ships. If you don't tighten your mouth and think about what you're getting ready to say, loose lips will sink ships. And you say, yeah, I'll be there. And then you look at your calendar, and you have three places to be on that date already. Can't squeeze them in, nor even if you used a shoehorn, you couldn't squeeze it in. Before you open your mouth, check your calendar.
Amen.
Check whether you can do what you say you're going to do. And not only that, but you need to ask God, should I do this? Because, this person may be asking you to lie. Now, you know, right, glory to God. The brother, last week told the hearing when he was talking to a former president, he said, I will not do anything illegal for you. That he was committed to that. That's awesome. So you got to make sure that what somebody's asking you to do is godly.
Amen.
You heard?
Power off.
It is important for you to understand that the words that come out of your mouth are seeds that are planted. And you plant a seed, and then the next day you go out there and dig that seed up. Are you going to get a harvest?
No, ain't nothing going to grow if you pulled it up.
When you when you pledge, promise, vow, commit, agree to do something, and you don't do it, you have dug that seed up because you were going to get blessed. God says, I'm going to bless you. He said, I'm a rewarder of them that diligently seek me. He will give you a reward for what you're going to do, but you didn't do it. What's the opposite of a reward?
Punishment?
I don't know. Maybe consequence. What do you think? Pastor Peter, what do you think? Consequence. If you don't get a reward, you may get a consequence.
It's important
to understand your words have power.
Amen.
What's that scripture in Proverbs? Is that 18:21? Life and death is the power of the tongue?
Yes.
Y'all need to understand that. Do not... This used to be something that they used to say. I know they don't say it anymore. I'm old school. They said, don't let your mouth write a ticket your body can't cash.
Amen. Ooh.
Hallelujah. Keeping your word. There's a blessing in keeping your word.
Mm.
There's a reward in keeping your word.
Amen.
If it's righteous, you know. Don't make no promise. I'll help you. I'll drive the getaway car while you rob the bank. No, that's not right. Or drive the getaway car. They will charge you for bank robbery too.
Amen.
That knucklehead.
Yeah.
We're talking about everything that you promise to do ought to be in line with the word of God.
Amen.
Well, I'm in court. I got to be a witness for somebody. So you just tell the truth. Will you promise or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth? I'll serve you, God. You tell the truth. That's in the word of God. But word of God said, don't lie. So you, what's the opposite of lie? That's right. You tell the truth. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You show when you tell the truth, you're showing Jesus. Glory to God. Again, the title of this message was A Pledge is a Promise is a Vow. Are you keeping yours? That's a question for you. You personally ask, are you keeping yours? Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I had so much time today because I thank God for that. But I'm going to turn the rest of the service over to you, or if you want to ask any more questions, because that was all right.
Hallelujah.
Have any more questions?
I think we just have to, we as saints of God, we have to be, I guess, cognizant of everything that comes out of our mouths.
Yes.
And know that we are being listened to by the world, and they are the world, and the devil's always waiting for something that he can pinpoint and say, see, they lie. See, they aren't this. They see, they aren't that. They are trying to make us look bad. And so therefore, if it's something that everything that comes to our mind, we don't have to bring it out of our mouth. And we have to ask, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight.
Amen.
And everything we can see something, we don't have to say, mention, or make a comment about everything we see. And that's why we have to be full of the word of God so that what comes out of our mouth is pleasing unto God. Somebody steps on our toes. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Ooh, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ooh. You know, not the little colorful words that somebody in the world would speak or would say or whatever. And believe you me, people overhear us. People are always watching us. Even when we don't know it, people's eyes are always on us, and they're just looking and waiting. And some people want to follow Jesus, and they're just looking for someone.
To catch you say, I thought she was saved. I thought she was holy. Pastor Peter, I need to share this before I forget it again. Hopefully I didn't forget it. But please, often people will put you in a corner, and they will put a guilt trip on you to get you to promise to do something or not to do something. You can immediately say no to that, because that's either the devil in them, or they're being used by the devil. I don't care if it's your children or whatever. Guilt, the Bible say in Romans 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. So if somebody's trying to put condemnation on you, give you a guilt trip, that's what that is, a guilt trip. You can say, I'm sorry. No. They're trying to rush you. They want you to make a mistake. They say, I'm sorry, I can't give you an answer right now. Look, I'll talk to you later about it. I'll call you tomorrow. But I need an answer right now. Do you hear the words that's coming out of my mouth? I can't answer you right now. I got to look at my schedule. I got to see who else I promised stuff to. Because I don't want to promise something to you that I promised to somebody else at the time and place, and there'll be a conflict. And they try to put guilt to, but if you was a Christian, the answer just came to me. The answer is no. When somebody tries to put you on a guilt trip, the answer is no. I don't care if it's your children, your father, your mother, your uncle, your aunt, your church member. If they try to put you on a guilt trip, they're being used of the devil, or they got the devil in them. And you can say no and say, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hope that God works it out for you. But seek the Lord to the answer to your conundrum. But you ain't getting nothing here. That's rough, but it's fair. Because you don't want to be a partaker in somebody else's sin. Somebody trying to put stuff on you. Try to put guilt on you. Jesus died. He bled that we may be guiltless. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then you want to attempt to put guilt on me? Hallelujah. Because I won't lend you $500. I won't pay your rent. What you been doing all this time? I saw you at the club the other day with that $1,000 dress on. Oh, that was your rent money? Oh, you deserve to go out? Well, it sounds like you deserve to get put out. I don't know if anybody's laughing at that or not. They might be trying to say, where is that boy? I'm going to go down and get him. Well, you can meet me down at 1220 West Lexington Street, and we can meet. I won't be there, but you can go down there anywhere. There used to be a building there. Ain't no building. You just stand there and come to yourself. Pastor Peaches, somebody been listening to this and want to accept Christ as their personal Savior. Can you do that?
Hallelujah.
And before you do that, Father God, I thank you for what was shared today. I thank you that it fell on good ground. And I thank you for the harvest of that. Signs and wonders and miracles in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours.
Hallelujah. If you desire to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I am sorry for my sins. Lord God, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. I ask you to come into my heart and make me, Lord God, and I will make you my Lord and Savior. If you repeated that prayer, you have accepted Jesus Christ in your heart. You are now a child of God. You are now saved. Please give us a phone call at 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. If you need a Bible, you need a composition notebook to be able to keep your notes in, to be able to write scriptures in, you need ink pens, whatever, let us know. You need the communion elements, let us know. Hallelujah. And we will be glad to assist you. Thank you so much. See you on Sunday.
Power on. Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have a blessed rest of your day, everybody. And remember this, tell somebody you love them and that God loves them too. And remember, a pledge is a promise, it's a vow. Have you kept yours today?
Hallelujah.